welcome to the teaching and preaching ministry of Bishop Michael Fuller, Senior Pastor of Word of Life Tabernacle in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We pray that this message will be profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that you may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So if you must, please get your pens, your papers, and let's prepare ourselves to hear a word from God.
Come on, has anybody, you brought all your stuff to Jesus lately? All of the things that you know that you need to cast before him, that you cast all your cares before him. Amen. Okay, I'm going to preach to you just for a few moments, and we're going to move. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. We honor the presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. Because we're here on grace. No matter but God's grace and his mercy that has kept us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you look and wonder, God, sometimes we have so many questions as to, Lord, what is happening in our lives? What's going on? And I want to ask you tonight, are you a light in the midst of everything that's going on in this time and in this season? Are we purposefully putting ourselves in position to allow God to show us with clarity his divine purpose and will? Are we allowing his word to really be that lamp unto our feet and that light unto our path? Are we so discouraged and, you know, we're just so numb to the things that's around us that we have forgotten that we still a light, because we got the light of his glory abiding in our heart? And you know, and I know that we can't light ourselves. Now is the time. Now is the appointed time. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That we, as the believers, the body of Christ, have to trust God with everything that we have. Amen. Let me read a few verses out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. You can certainly read along with whatever version you may have tonight. A few verses says, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." Verse 6 says, "Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." Hallelujah. Amen. Woo. I'll stop right there. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to be a light. And one of a few of the things that Paul is pointing out to us as the body, as believers, that we have to first of all understand the times and the seasons. When we look around and we see everything that's going on in this world, in our own personal lives, amen, in our communities, amen, we recognize that things have changed, amen. We see the changing of the guard. We see the changing of times. We see even how government has changed and transition. We can see how the enemy, amen, is using situations and circumstances to manipulate and to change things that we were accustomed to seeing, where things were more, you know, in order, more organized. Amen. Now we see more, chaos. things are so confusing, and we look at the different seasons and we look at the different times, and we're trying to understand what's happening, what's going on. Every time we turn on the television, every time we turn on the radio, we hear something tragic that has happened. Even in our own community, amen, there every day, almost every day this week, somebody has gone into judgment. And so we must understand that there is a time and there is a season for everything. And we have to know in what we must discern, what we must understand as far as the times and the seasons is to know who's coming. We must know that the Lord is coming. And we must understand as we address the various changing of the seasons and the times, we must not act as if we don't know. But we as a believer need to be preparing ourselves and adorning ourselves in such a way that we recognize, listen, something has shifted in the atmosphere of this world. And we can see it. Amen. You can see the demonic and devilish activity that has penetrated our society in such a way that the enemy has tried to manipulate the seasons and the times in order to infiltrate his own purpose. And so Paul is saying to the church, listen, you don't need that I write to you about the times and the seasons, because you know, based on what I've already told you, that the Lord is coming. Come on. Because the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, what? With a shout. So I've already told you that he's coming. And so you need not that I readdress the fact that what you see going on around you is an indicator that our Lord is making ready, amen, to come. Are you ready? Are you a light? Amen. And so he addresses us to the point that we must understand that we must be a light. Amen. Because when we see the time, when we see chronos, it's called chronology. When we see chronological things happening, come on, you can see it. Amen. One day after the next. And then you see the seasons. Amen. Summer, winter, you know, summer, fall. You see the seasons are in order. Amen. Seasons and time are working against and working with each other. One moves in and the other moves out. And with every change and with every transition, something we can see in the atmosphere that gives us what? Sign and evidence that Jesus is making ready. Hallelujah. If this pandemic did not show us that God is ready to manifest his glory, we're in trouble. Hallelujah. Because this was an eye awakening. This was a wake up call to let us know you got to discern the times. You got to come to understand that God is trying to warn us to make ready. Amen. And be prepared. If I would just want to give you a subject tonight, I would just say, keep the light on. Come on here, somebody. Keep the light on. Do not dare allow the seasons and the changes that are shifting in the atmosphere of our own lives, as well as we see the changes and the seasons shifting in the world. We got to keep the light on. In other words, we must continue to prepare ourselves. We must act as if we know what's happening. Because Paul said, now we are not to be surprised by what we see. We are not to be surprised about what we are experiencing, because it is a revelation of what God has already told us. Come on. He already let us know that the natural man, the carnal man, cannot receive the things that pertain to God. Because why? They are spiritually discerned. And so this is why we must be connected to the Spirit of God and the Word, so that we can properly see. And when we read and we are reminded of the fact that the seasons are changing, But in the midst of it all, saints, we got to keep the light on. Amen. In other words, we got to keep walking in the light. We got to continue to be a light. Because of what's happening is cataclysmic and is telling us that the process and the periods, amen, of time of what's happening, amen, is coming to a climax. And we must discern it to the degree that we use it as opportunity for us to get ourselves together. Amen. And in keeping ourselves together, because he says something very key in verse 2. He says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Amen. So you already addressed the fact as a believer that you know when Jesus is coming. When? As a thief in the night. In other words, I don't chronologically know what period of time of day or season or hour he's going to show up. But I do know. I better be ready and keep the light on. Come on. You better keep the oil in your vessel. It's no time for us to have leaks. Come on, somebody. But we got to repair the leaks. Amen. In our lives. Amen. To get ourselves back in place and in position with God. Because it's important for us to know if he's coming as a thief in the night. That indicates to me there can be a thief who's out trying to destroy us. Amen. If Jesus don't tell us when he's coming, why? Because he's trusting us to be prepared. Hallelujah. You know he's coming, but you just don't know when. So you can't risk not remaining prepared, keeping your light on. Amen. Understanding, because notice what he says further in verse 3. He says, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. See, when is the Lord returning? Amen. Paul lets us see that you got to look at the times and the seasons. But understand he's coming as a thief in the night. But you get glimpses of understanding that, yeah, these are the, as we say, the signs of the times. Because we can see the changes of the seasons. We can see the chronological shifting of time itself. It used to be where we had a long time in the day. But now the day moving. Come on, somebody. The clock is ticking. Time is moving ever forward. And if you don't notice, amen, you realize that in our younger days, it seemed like we had more time to enjoy. But the Lord said, for our sake, for the sake of the righteous, hath he shortened the days. Come on here, somebody. That he might save us from this impending destruction. And so we got to make opportunity to make sure you got to check your light. Somebody say, check your light, check your light. Every now and then through life struggle, your switch might grow dim. Your switch might go out. So you're going to have to check it out. Amen. You might have to change it out. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I need you to wash me in your blood. I need you to sanctify me in your spirit. I need you, Lord, to dip me all over again, because I need the electricity of your word and your spirit to remain in my life to such a degree I make sure I keep the light on. In the Old Testament, when they built the tabernacle, y'all got me preaching here. In the Old Testament, when they built the tabernacle, amen, they had what they call an eternal light. And the priests were responsible for making sure that the light didn't go out. Because the light was representative of God's eternal glory. And it would never to be extinguished. And so they had to keep the light on. And so tonight, brothers and sisters, you are the tabernacle of God. And you got to make sure you keep the light. Woo, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. So when I see things as being said, things are being revealed in the word that God is telling me not to pay attention to chronology, pay attention to carry on, pay attention because particular times and things in nature are happening. But these are clues to the body of Christ that we got to stay ready, because Jesus said, if I'm coming as a thief, that lets me know he can come suddenly. Amen. He's going to come suddenly. He's going to come so quick. It's going to be surprising and amazing. The world won't have time to shift gears. So this is why the church, the body of Christ, the believers, that's why we got to be the light. We got to keep our light trimmed, our lamps trimmed and burning. We got to keep the light on so that the world can see that there's hope. There's somebody that knows about Jesus. Somebody can come running. Amen. Give me some of your oil, but let them know now. I'm going to teach you how to get your own oil, because I got to keep enough oil in my own lamp. Come on here, somebody. Because this sudden move that's going to happen, the world has settled itself, amen, in a place and in a position to say we are at peace and at safety. And what's going to happen to the world is the fact they're going to get caught, hallelujah, in a sense of false security. Thinking everything is good, everything is cool, everything is okay. The Bible says, just like in the days of Noah. Come on, somebody. They're going to be partying, having a good time. But the light of God is going to show up, and it's going to be too late. So I just want to encourage somebody this evening. If you feel like there's a little dimness in your switch, ask God to change out the switch. Come on here, somebody. Take out the dark places and the dark things and fill you with his glory. Fill you with his passion. Fill you with his love, because you want to remain strong. Amen. And remain motivated to understand I got to keep my eyes open. Come on. I got to stay focused on the prize, because I don't want to be caught. Come on, somebody. But I want to be ready. Anybody want to be ready tonight? Amen. How I know, you know how you know you're getting ready, because on every turn the enemy messing with you. On every level he's trying to destroy you. On every turn it seems when you made up your mind to do right, the enemy trying to get you, amen, locked in that place of defeat. But we got to keep pushing, because the world gonna come to a place where they feel like they are secure, but all of a sudden Jesus gonna show up. And it's going to be too late. What will you be doing, as a songwriter say, when Jesus comes? I hope you're going to have your light on. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, Lord have mercy. But Paul makes, I'm hurting on to a close here, but Paul makes a distinction down in verse 4 when he says, but ye brethren are not in darkness. So he makes a clear distinction that there is a difference between those that are in darkness versus those that are in light. He says, brethren, you are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. In other words, if I'm in Christ, Christ is in me, I don't have to worry about it overtaking me. Because when he calls, I'm going. Come on here, somebody. Because when you hear the trump of God, amen, it's over. Hallelujah. So he makes a clear distinction. Those of us that are connected in Christ, born again, washed in the blood, we don't have to worry about darkness, because we won't be overtaken as a thief. Because Jesus is coming to take out the church, to snatch the church out, what we call the rapture. He's going to snatch us out. Amen. So we don't have to act like, oh God, I'm scared he's coming. No, I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I want to make sure, amen, I got my business in order. I got things right, amen, because he's coming to make up his jewels. Are you a jewel of God? If you're one of his jewels, he's coming to get you. Amen. And wouldn't it be a glorious time for us to hear the trump of God sound? People get nervous about that. But it would be a glorious time for us to hear the trump of God sound right now. Uh-oh. Thank you. Somebody get, y'all go ahead and get ready right now. Start repenting. Lord, wash me, sanctify me, get me ready, God. Because we want to be so centered and so focused on the fact he give us an assurance. In other words, if you're in me, you don't have to worry. Amen. Because everything going to be all right. Verse 5 says, you're all the children of light. So he makes a distinction. You're all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. In other words, I'm in Christ. Christ is in me. So we are children of the light. We are not children of the darkness. So therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be what? Sober. In other words, be self-controlled. Get yourself together. Come on here, somebody. Be temperate. Be under control. Be ready, because you must understand, if I'm a child of God, you got to know he's making ready. That's what Jesus said. I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye shall be also. So I'm excited about the fact, one, that he identifies me with himself. Amen. To let me have an assurance that knowing he's coming, even though he has not told us, but he let us know we don't have to worry about him coming as a thief. But what we got to do is be a witness to those that are in dark, to remind them that you need to keep your light on. Come on here, somebody, because we are children of the light, not of the darkness. So the wicked are in darkness, but the righteous are in the light. And do you know, do you have your identifier tonight? Are you glowing? Are you glooming with the presence of God? When you walk down the corridors of life, when people look at your life and look at your spirit, they say, something different about you. It's something glowing in you. It's something unique about you. I can't put my hand on it, but I know there's something unique about you. Yeah, it's the glory. Because I'm a child of the light, and therefore the world knows, amen, when you are in the light. Amen. They can identify between dark and between light. They know when we're walking right. They know when we got the light on. Come on. They know when the glory of God is showing up. So we don't want to be false in our security to assume everything going to be all right. But we're going to keep checking for leaks in this old building. We're going to make sure that the ship can float. Come on, somebody. We want to make sure we're filled with his glory, filled with his spirit. We want to make sure we're walking in faith. Amen. Being strengthened by his word, being convicted by his spirit. When we are in error, he leads us back to truth. Amen. When we know we're wrong, he turns us around. Amen. He leads us back on the right path. And he lets us know, see, I want you to keep your light on. Even God will look out for you. Well, he know you got a heart to serve him. See, the enemy want to use it to make you feel like, no, you okay. God understands. God knows how you feel. God know what you need. That's right. God know you need to leave your light on. Hallelujah. Don't dare. Amen. Some of us don't like sleeping in the dark. But see, when you are in the dark, hallelujah, of the world, you on the outside of God. But when you are in the light of Christ, even while you're sleeping, the light is still on. Hallelujah. Because the glory of God is in me. The word is in me. And even while you're being nurtured in your sleep, you can still feel the presence of God surrounding you and keeping you. While you're driving down the street, amen, this is why a prayer will come up in your spirit. This is why a song will come upon your lips. Because God is reminding you, keep your light on. And when your friends or your enemies show up and tell you, God understand, you don't take all that to serve God. You need to tell them, honey, excuse me. You don't know like I know. Hallelujah. What the Lord has done for me. You don't know how down and out I've been. You don't understand what I've been through. You don't, child, you don't know my struggle. You don't know the pain and the agony I had to suffer. You don't know what I had to go through to get where I am. So dare not stop my praise. Because I got to praise him, because I realize I could have been in the dark. I could have been a child of disobedience. God could have turned back his hand on me. He could have left me there and let the enemy destroy me. But he reached way down and he picked me up. Some of us was way down there. But Jesus reached way down. And he picked you up and gave you a new heart. They gave you a new mind, gave you a new purpose and a new determination. And then he reminds you, discern the times, know the seasons. Remember, Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. But don't you be worried, church, because I've already got the light in you. And I want you to be a light to the world and show others about me while you can. Hallelujah. So if I leave you tonight, what am I supposed to be doing as a believer while I'm walking in the light? Amen. One, don't be surprised. Touch yourself, say, don't be surprised. He's coming as a thief in the night. So he wants you to stay ready. Keep your lights on. Keep your oil. Come on here, somebody. Know how to walk in him. Know how to be faithful. Know how to be obedient. So don't be surprised if you hear the sound at any moment. Hallelujah. Because you got to look up because your redemption draws nigh. I'm not surprised because I know what I'm preparing for. I'm preparing to meet him. I'm preparing to go to be with the Lord. That might shake some of us, but that's all right. He's just telling you, you can get that oil too. You can get your light burning. You can get that oil in your lamp and keep it trimmed and keep it burning. So don't be surprised that Jesus show up at any time. Woo, Lord have mercy. Then number two, touch yourself, say, wake up. Amen. Wake up from your sleep and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you life. Hallelujah. You got to understand, no time to sleep. He said, be sober. Keep your mind together. Come on here, somebody. Keep yourself together. If I'm out of order, get back in order. If I'm out of line, get back in line, because I got to stay awake, because the time is coming. The clock is ticking. The seasons are changing. I got to stay awake. Hallelujah. I got to look into the hills from whence cometh my help. Where your help come from? Your help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord have mercy. Stay awake. Amen. And know you are protected. God's got us protected. He's got us surrounded. He's going to keep us. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in verse 8, but let us who are of the day be sober, put it on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Hallelujah. I'm protected. I'm armored. I'm dressed. I'm vested. I am protected. Hallelujah. Because I understand who I serve and who I live for. Therefore, I understand the importance of making sure I keep my heart and mind stayed on Jesus. When the enemy want to try to overwhelm you, when he want to try to lead you away from God, that's why I told you earlier, you got to push back and let the enemy know, I got to keep the light on. It's easy to flip that switch. It's easy to turn back. But you got to fight through and say, no, I got to keep the light on. Because God will equip me. He will equip me for the battle. The Bible says he teaches my hands to war. He teaches me how to fight. Is anybody there yet? I ain't surprised. Hallelujah. I'm not going to sleep. I am protected. I'm going to keep a sane mind. I'm going to keep myself together. And that's why you got to fight back. Sometimes you got to fight against your own anxiety. You got to fight against your own frustration to want to go and do the wrong thing. But you got to count up the cost. The Bible says before a man first build his house, he first counts up the cost. What is it going to cost me to serve him? What is it going to cost me to live for him? I got to deny myself and take up my cross and follow after Jesus. Hallelujah. But you are protected. The devil make you feel like you made the wrong mistake. But the devil is a liar, because he knows if you walk in the light, you walk in power. power. You walk in victory. And I'm here to let them know tonight, no matter what, I'm walking in my victory. I'm walking in my power. And my daddy got me protected. Do I have a witness here tonight? Somebody say, keep the light on. Hallelujah. Y'all got me preaching here. Hallelujah. And the last thing I want to encourage you to do, build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, so that when you feel weak, when you feel like you're down and can't see your way, reach down in the spirit and begin to talk in tongues, talk in the Holy Ghost. So I said, well, preacher, I don't have no tongues. Yes, you do. You pick up the word and you start saying what the word says. And you remind God that, God, you told me to keep the light on. So I need you to build me up. Strengthen me in the inner man. Somebody touch yourself and say, come on here. You got to build yourself up in the inner man. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Because if I pray right, I can be a witness. I want to tell somebody else that's walking in darkness, keep the light on. And see, many times the enemy will try to convince you it's okay to take a break and turn the light off. The devil is a liar. I dare not trust myself. I'm going to keep the light on. Do I have a witness that when you feel like you want to go back to have a party, you better count up the cost. How bad did I have to work? How hard did I have to sacrifice to get where I am? And Paul said, you know the signs. You know the seasons. You better understand that Jesus is coming, and he's coming as a thief in the night. But one thing I'm encouraged, Paul reminds us that if you're in Christ, you don't have to worry, because you are not in the dark. As long as I keep the light on, keep my hand in the winding chain, keep my hand in the master's hand. And sometimes you got to fight and say, Lord, I won't let you go. Not till you bless me. And see, once he blessed me, once he strengthens me, I can keep running. Do I have anybody? No, you need God to change out your switch and give you re-energizing, rejuvenating power to help you to hold on and get your circuit breaker straight and work it out. Somebody say, work it out, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Woo. I'm through preaching. Woo, y'all. I'm going to stop right there. Help me, Lord. Keep my light on. Woo, shanda my soul. Woo. I'm reminded when Jesus sent out the 70 disciples, gave them power to heal the sick, cast out devils, and they came back to Jesus all excited about what he did through them, about what they were able to do, you know, casting out devils and manifesting all kind of signs. And Jesus told them one important thing. That's good, because I gave you the power to do that. But the greater thing you should be doing is rejoicing that your name is found written in the book of life. That's what we rejoice at. There is the light on in my life. Is my name found written in the Lamb book of life? Whew. I just want to make sure my name on the roll tonight, church. I want to make sure that when they open the book, that Michael Fuller, name, senior. Amen. It's in the book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one thing about it, the Lord not going to make no mistake. He knows who got the light on. And tonight, brothers and sisters, it's so critical to understand, because we know the way. We know how to walk in the way. But sometimes we face difficulties in life that challenges us and invades our ability to see and to remain sober, to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Through life's challenges and seasons and changes, hallelujah, we must understand in every battle and every crisis how much more important it is to make sure we got the light on. Thank you, Jesus. Walk in the light, that beautiful light, and let the light of His glory be in our heart, in our spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Because what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Ooh, Jesus. And so tonight He's coming as a thief in the night. But for the church, for the believer, we look up, we rejoice, because we know we're ready and we're prepared. We're made ready, we're making ready, and we're staying ready. And so when it looks like, you know, people always say, well, you know, they've been saying Jesus has been coming for years. But see, understand, time and seasons can be years, it can be decades, it can be centuries. We don't know. But one thing we do know, when He comes, you better be ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready tonight? Thank you, Jesus. We're not talking about the churchy facade. Yeah, I'm ready. We're not talking about that fake stuff. We're talking about, am I ready in here? In my heart? In my spirit? Do I have an assurance? Do I have an inner witness? Whew, that the Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a son of God. Hallelujah. Do I have a blessed assurance tonight that Jesus is mine and I am His? If you don't have that assurance tonight, hallelujah, then I need you, brother and sister, to go before God and say, Lord, join us in this prayer. And God, I need you to come in my heart. I need you, God, to sanctify my life. Save me from my sin. Lord, I repent. Have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Forgive me. Save me in the name of Jesus. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your love, God. Oh, God, give me the strength that I need to serve you each and every day of my life. Hallelujah. And the thing I love about this, brother and sister, that you have an assurance, because He says, now you're not in the dark, but you're of the light. And He will help you every day of your walk. That sometimes it gets rough. We know that. We can all testify. Some days it gets rough. Sometimes we don't even understand or comprehend what is going on in our lives. But one thing we must trust, His way is the best way. Thank you, Jesus. And I choose, and I hope that you choose tonight, that I choose to risk everything on God. Hallelujah. And to put my whole self and life in his hand. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Bishop, preacher, how can you be so sure about this? How can you know that if I put everything in God's hand, my whole life and self, how do I have that assurance? It's faith. It's trust. Knowing his way is perfect. That he will lead you in and out of fine pasture. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Make sure your light is on tonight. And sometimes before, you might have some flickering in your light switch. That's an indicator that there's something hindering you. There's something blocking you. Your circuit breaker is about to wear out. And you're getting an indicator in the spirit that I need to go before God and ask God to search my heart. And you know, when you let God search your heart, he tries the rings and he go down in them deep places because he knows where everything is. And he knows right where the source of your problem is. And he knows how to go deep, how to go down in there. The very marrow in the joint of the bone. He knows right there in the sinew of that place. Ooh. Down in the in-depthness of your soul. He knows how to reach in and pull up those rough places. Thank you, Jesus. And one thing I come to discover, saints, that sometimes because of our lack of motivation or we may have a stumbling and we fail to something and we feel like we can't get up. That's a lie. Thank you, Jesus. I submit to you, if God gives you the opportunity, you better get up. Come on, let him wash you. Let him cleanse you. Because he is the only one that can do it. And we got to trust him tonight. Come on, would you pray with me? Come on, I want you to stand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My soul shine glory. Come on, get your light on. Come on, where I got trouble, where I have crisis, where I have indecisiveness, and God, I'm not sure about you, not sure if I want to serve you, not sure, God, Lord, this thing is hard, and man, every time I make up my mind, I get a setback, I get a knockdown, and it feels like it seems like, Lord, nothing is working right. Woo. I can testify to that. But one thing, as Paul did, he said, I rather glory in my infirmities, in my distresses, in my persecutions, in my afflictions. So what? So that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Lord, wash us tonight. Sanctify our hearts. Sanctify our minds. Forgive us for our sins. Oh God, where we have failed and we've not walked upright before you, God, forgive us. Touch us. Strengthen us where we're weak, Lord. Somebody crying out for help. Strengthen us. Save us, Lord, from our own selves. Deliver us from our sins. Break up that fallow ground. Hashandobo Sidanamashine. You foul spirit. You say my sohosha. Nanamasandoboshaya. You foul spirit of suicide and affliction that would try to convince the people of God it's not worth living. You're in violation of the word of God. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We speak life over the people of God. We declare the salvation of souls. We declare victory and deliverance and breakthrough in the body of Christ, the people of God. God needs you right now. Oh God, wrap us, Lord. Deliver us from the bondages and the afflictions of our flesh that causes us to be crippled and want to walk in darkness and dark places with dark mindsets, with dark secrets. Uproot God in us in the name of Jesus. Create within us a clean heart, O God. Renew within us a right spirit. Do it in us now, God, tonight. Because we want to see your glory. Heal us, Lord. You sent your word to heal us. To heal us, God, from all of our diseases. Whether there be sin sickness. Hoshandadabaso. Save us, God. Deliver us. Set us free. Vashandabasuhusha. From that yoke of bondage. And we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. God, we give you glory. We need you, Lord. We need you right now. Our soul cries out to you, Lord. We need you. Woo! Jesus. Jesus. We know there's power in that name. There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us. Save our nation. Save our world. Save thy people, oh God. Save our homes. Save our families. Save our children. Save our generation, oh God. We need you. Heal us, God, from the frustrations of our soul, from the frustrations of our agony and our pain and disappointments. Save us, oh God. Help us to reignite the passion to love you, to serve you with our whole heart. As only you can, God. Do it in us, Father. And we thank you for it. We honor you for it. Because no good thing we've done. But by your grace, by your mercy, have you saved us. Help us not to be arrogant. But help us to be humbled. Hallelujah. Woo. You resist the proud, but you give grace to the humble. Help us, Lord. We need you tonight. Help us to keep the light on. The light of your glory. The light of your presence. The light of your spirit. That we can walk in your divine authority. We can walk in your victory tonight. We can walk in renewed strength and energy and vitality. That we are not crippled by reason of the agony of our lives. But oh God. For he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Holy Spirit, rest on us. We thank you. And we bless you. And we honor you for the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we receive now in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Jesus. 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 Because we know there's power in that name. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. We don't know what else to say. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
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 Come on, let them anoint you tonight.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, do it for us, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Woo. Oh, Jesus.